So it's lovely, as I say, to be with you, and thank you for all that's taken part in the service. It's very special to be here because Norman and Joy makes a lot of reference to you and sends their love. So I probably nod my head whenever a slide a change, or you listen very carefully, just go back. You can listen very carefully and maybe you'll realise when I want a slide changed. So a Sunday morning, my alarm went off, and it was time to get up and get organised and to be about my business. I was having salmon for dinner, so got it out, placed it in a dish, and then I washed my hands, and then washed them again. And yet, as I drove to Newton Arts to church, I could still smell fish on my hands. So on went lots of hand gel and perfume. And on my journey to Newton Ards, and then we'll have Scrabble Tower, hopefully. To Greenwell Street, I also thought of the Bible passage that I was going to teach the children at Sunday school. And I wondered, would the hands of the ladies from Philippi smelt as strongly as mine did? Let me explain. The ladies of Philippi would have been going round with purple hands that smelt of fish. The ladies would have collected sea snails in order to extract the world's famous purple dye. And a question for you, do you know how many sea snails it would take to produce enough dye for a small piece of cloth? 12,000 snails to produce enough dye for a little bit of cloth. Cloth dyed in purple was for the well-to-do, emperors and kings. This colour denotes wealth, power and royalty. And had you noticed that King Charles was wearing purple the day of his coronation? This luxury item was big business, and it was the business that Lydia of Acts 16 was involved in. Lydia used her hands and the help of many others to make purple items. And the ladies of Greenwell Street used their hands to make many items. Many items to transform and bless the lives of others near and far. Baby cardigans for Uganda, cardigans and little items for newborns that come along to tots, blankets for Malawi or for folks in nursing homes, hats and scarves for the shoeboxes. Each item knit or crocheted with loving care and attached with a little label saying, Jesus loves you. And on a Tuesday morning, the folks would gather at Chat and Hubby Huddle, and we would also share a 10-minute talk about the Lord, and that is our desire, that those that don't know him would be transformed. Now, let's go back to one Sabbath morning in Acts 16 to hear how Lydia was transformed. Acts 16, verses 14 to 15. On the Sabbath day, we, that is Paul, Silas, and probably Luke, went out of the city to the riverside, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and began to speak to the women who had gathered there. Previously, Paul in a dream said to a man who begged him, come over to Macedonia and help us. And as a result, Paul went to Macedonia, its leading city of Philippi, and God had called him to preach the gospel to the people. And now we find him and his friends conversing with these ladies who had gathered at the riverbank for prayer. One of those listening was a woman called Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, who was a worshipper of God. Three things that we know about Lydia from this one verse. She wasn't a local like myself. She was a bit of a blow-in. She was from Thyatira and moved to Philippi. Thyatira was known for its trade guilds, and Lydia possibly belonged to the dyer's guild. She likely employed others to carry out the dyeing and weaving of the purple cloth to make into garments. She worshipped God, but she hadn't yet become a follower of Jesus Christ. Are you like Lydia, coming faithfully every Sabbath to pray and worship God, but you haven't taken that step to become a believer, to be transformed? Lydia responded to Paul's message, and perhaps she heard these verses from Mark 15, verses 17 to 20, about Jesus. They put a purple robe on him. They twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And then they began to call out, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Again and again, they struck him on the head with a staff and spat on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. And then they led him out to crucify him. We do not know exactly what Paul said to the women, but we do know the Lord opened her heart and she was transformed. It was through her open heart that God launched a forward movement of the gospel. One person. We must never underestimate ourselves in the hands of a mighty God. God worked to transform lives in his way. Later in Acts 16, we read about the Philippian jailer who was transformed. There was an earthquake, but with Lydia, she just came to know the Lord. Not suddenly or through an earthquake, but just through a conversation. And so the Lord works in his way and in his time. I would like to share with you about a lady from Newton Ards who had a conversation with a stranger. The Lord opened her heart and her life was transformed. She shared her story in our church magazine. The following extract was what she shared. During the night, she could recall three books from the Bible, Corinthians, Galatians, and Ephesians. What happened next was to change my life. I had two lovely guests staying at my barn, a holiday let from New York. My husband suggested that I should talk to them about my dream. The guest said, "Talk to Jesus, as if you're talking to a loving father." My guests were leaving the following morning and gave me a gift of an NIV Bible. God will guide you to a church that he wants you to attend. So many churches in Newton Ards. I can't explain why. But God guided me to Greenwell Street, was where my heart was leading me. My plan was sit at the back, keep my heart open, and listen carefully. Through the Reverend Norman Macaulay, I felt God's word talking directly to me. Then that lady came along to our chat and hubby huddle meeting on a Tuesday, then came along to our Alpha course that we were running. And at the end of the Alpha course, she gave her life to the Lord. And her life is transformed. And what a joy to see her coming in to Greenwell Street every Sunday morning, and her husband as well. Lydia was a rich businesswoman in for a day, but until that day, she was a woman of poverty. Only the gospel transformed her spiritual rags to spiritual riches. On that great day in Lydia's life, she was clothed not in a rich purple cloth, but in the robe of Jesus' righteousness, the robe of true wealth, true power, and true royalty. "Your Majesty, I can but bow. I lay my all before you now. In royal robes, I don't deserve. I live to serve your majesty. Royal robe that transformed her life into right standing before a holy God. She was fit and ready to walk the heavenly catwalk. And Proverbs 31, verse 25, it says, she is clothed with strength and dignity. Lydia opened her hands, her heart, and her home to the Lord. We find Lydia inviting Paul and his friends back to her home. Her home was the evidence of her new open heart. She wanted to hear more. She wanted to know more about this God, the Savior that they were talking about. She said, come back. I want to hear more. And so she opened her heart and her home. And the home became the start of the Philippian church. What is God laying on your heart today to open your hands and your heart for the Lord? Now let me take you back to verse 13. We, Paul and his friends, sat down and began to speak to the women. You know, I sit down many times to talk to many different women. For example, at the Mums and Tots group, the chat and hubby huddle, Bible study, grief share, hospital bedside, and someone's home or in a coffee shop. The Lord gives me opportunities to speak about him in one-to-one conversation, just as Paul did. And sometimes people call me the wee girl from the church or the holy lady. But the Lord gives me opportunities as a deaconess because they know that I will say to them, would you like me to read God's word or pray for you? And so the Lord gives me opportunities to share about him. And that is my prayer, that the Lord will open their hearts and be transformed. I sit alongside women doing Bible studies at a child-friendly Bible study. And the Lord has opened hearts to share and challenged and encouraged us. This year's theme on PW is being transformed. And transformed is to alter, to convert, or to change, as it was for Cyril the caterpillar. He turned into a butterfly. And so there is a change that is visible and seen by others. And I can certainly see how the Lord is changing lives in Newton Ards. And as a church, we have seen much encouragement. The Lord heard the prayer of Lydia and her friends as they gathered each Sabbath at the riverside. And then on that particular Sabbath, mentioned in Acts 16, she had a conversation with a stranger that transformed her whole life. It impacted her family and her whole community forever, because one man named Paul took that opportunity and traveled to Macedonia and took the time to talk to others about Christ. Where is your riverside? The place that you sit and talk to others. Maybe sitting on the bus, at school or university. Maybe at the table with the family gather, or with the grandchildren as you read to them Bible stories on the sofa. Having coffee with friends, or at a knitting club, or at a bowling club, or Mums and Tots group. Where is your riverside? Thank you for this opportunity to share with you today what I do as a deaconess. And presently, there is 14 deaconesses and 2 in training. And so, as it was ready prayed, thank you for your prayers. Because deaconesses serve in various ministries, whether or not in church, hospital, and in the international meeting point. God has called us in different places to serve him. And thank you for your prayers for the deaconesses of the Presbyterian Church as we seek to reach into the community that God has placed us, that others would be transformed in Christ. The Lord has called me to be serve as a deaconess first in First Antrim for nearly 8 years, and then in Greenwell Street for nearly 7 years. And what it has been a wonderful privilege for me to serve the Lord and the opportunities the Lord has given me to share his word, and that is my heart, that others would be transformed. And so I can see the Lord working in Newton Ards, and that is wonderful to see, and the opportunities that he has to serve him there. And so the Lord transformed Lydia's life, and he can transform lives today. Just going to finish with the last slide, and I'm sure you recognize two people there, Norman and Joy, and there's myself, the deaconess, and Thomas Moore is the assistant minister. Sadly, Norman and Joy has now left Greenwell Street as they have retired, and so Thomas and myself will be there during the vacancy. Certainly pray for Norman and Joy, and they send their love towards you and speak very fondly and affectionately about you many times. So do pray, to continue to pray for Norman and Joy in their retirement, and do pray for Thomas and myself during the vacancy, and as the elders and the congregation as we seek for a new minister to serve in Greenwell Street. So let us pray. Thank you, Lord, that you can change and transform lives. Continue to change us day by day to be transformed into your image, so that you can do through us everything that you want to do for your glory and kingdom. Help us to speak of you in your day with those that we come in contact with, and to be inspired like Lydia to open our hands, heart, and home for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so now let us stand and sing.